Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. We are delighted that you joined us for today's broadcast. Our prayer is for the Word of God to transform you into the image of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, while simultaneously causing you to triumph everywhere the soles of your feet shall tread. Now let's get into the Word with Apostle Trevor Banks.
You can say, there it is. That's what I've been believing God for. It may not be the whole picture, but it's the door. Then you're going to meet somebody on that other side that's going to direct you a little further. See, God could give you the land all at once, but then the beast of the field would increase upon you. Pride would get on you. You get beside yourself. So God gives it to you in phases. So that you know God is doing this. That's why I said, warn the rich that they not trust in uncertain riches, but in the living God that gives us all things richly to enjoy. God gives it to us in phases. What mean the beast of the field? See, God would have them go into lands and not just kill everybody at once, but in battles. Yes, yes. Because what would happen, the beasts of the field would increase. Yes. Scavengers, yes. Buzzards, lions. They will be out there. He said, so I'm giving it to you in phases, lest the beasts of the field increase upon you. And we can identify the beasts of the field, like I said, as pride, self-reliance, haughtiness, thinking you the one. When he's the one. That's why he gives it to us like we see, it's God doing it, but he will use people. He don't want your dependence on people. He wants your dependence on him. But he will use people. Are y'all tracking with me here? You cannot have victory in this world until you first visualize the wealth in your mind. Tell somebody, you got to see it. Now, we went to Joshua chapter 6. Get Joshua up. I'm just laying this foundation. Joshua chapter 6, verse 2. If you see it, you can possess it. I'm telling you, God has already blessed you. Elijah told the servant, what do you see? He said, well, I see a cloud the size of a man. I see something that's very insignificant. But Elijah knew, if you see anything, look at what he told Joshua. Joshua chapter 6, verse 2. And the Lord said unto Joshua, see, I have given into thine hand Jericho and the king thereof and the mighty men of valor. Now, we looked at this Wednesday night because Jericho was shut up. Jericho was an impregnable, fortified city. You could ride 6 to 10 chariots, I believe, along the top of the walls. That's how wide the walls were, beside one another. It was fortified. No one could penetrate Jericho. And all the people of the land or in the surrounding farming regions that left their houses and their land and went into Jericho. It was shut up. The kings were in there. The mighty men were in there. All the people were in there. And here the Lord tells Joshua, see, I've given it to you. When in the natural, it was the opposite. See, they all fortified. Now you might well forget this one. But see, God was doing something else at the same time. You know, didn't he tell him, I'm going to give you land. I'm going to give you houses you didn't build. And what is it? I'm gonna give you vineyards you didn't plant. So when they crossed over, God was already telling them, look here, everybody left all of this. These are your houses. This is your land. These are your vineyards. That right there ought to stir your heart up enough to know that God said, now see, I give you Jericho too. Because I promised you a long time ago to give you land you didn't farm. Crops that you didn't plant. Houses you didn't build. They were all there. And that's when the manna stopped. God said, everything from now on is by conquest. Tell somebody, now you're going to have to do something. Come on, tell them, now you got to get involved. Now you got to get up when you don't feel like getting up. Now you got to go when your body don't feel like going. Now you got to do it when it don't seem convenient to you. Why? God's already given it to you, but now he's requiring something of you. It's called response ability. You have the ability to respond, but you got to fight through some mindsets. You got to fight through some warfare in your mind. That enemy will tell you just the contrary. You got to cast that stuff down till you get connected. See, even in the morning, sometimes it's like you don't want to get up. Lord. Trying to find your way around. You know, kicks up. But after a while, after you get going, and you start calling on Abba, Yahweh, Yahshua, hallelujah. After a while, you start feeling it now. Okay, it's on now. You try to stop me from getting up, but I'm up now. It's a warfare. It's going to be by conquest. And if the enemy knew you wasn't on to something, he would leave you alone. That's why Jericho is shut up. Well, see, we got promises. And you know, I love this because when I think about the goodness of Jesus and all that he did back then, how about when you wasn't saved? Shucking and jiving, dipping and dodging, lying and cheating, almost got killed, huh? Drug overdoses, shot, in the hospital, messed up in relationships, but yet God had mercy on you back then and drew you on out, got you in the church on a Sunday morning, giving him praise and worship. You got to think back on some stuff. If he did that, somebody give him a praise right now. If he did that, hallelujah, he was thinking about you when you wasn't thinking about him. He did it in your mind, but he was thinking about you. How about that one that you grew up with that got killed? How about that one that you grew up with that drug addict? Hallelujah. 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 And here you are now with your sanctified self, praising God. Giving God the glory. You thought you had lost your mind. God brought it back to you. See, sometimes you got to think about the goodness of Jesus and what he's done for you. Stir your soul. Stir up your pure mind. After a while, you'll find that all the chains and stuff break off. Why does the enemy contest with you like that? Because he knows you are on to something. He knows you're at the brink of something. That's why Jericho is shut up. And God, while it's shut up, God is saying, see, Joshua. They think they tough, but I want you to see. I've given it to you. Huh? He gave it to them. See, in chapter 5, before that, into chapter 5, Joshua heard some stirring outside the wall. Outside the wall of Jericho, they were going to do siege. See, if history has it, if they did siege warfare, it would have taken 8 to 10 years. That's how big Jericho, how fortified it was, and how much they had in there. It had taken them that long, and they'd never been able to get those walls down. But the night before, God came to him. And Joshua heard God over by the wall. And Joshua drew his sword, thinking it might be somebody out of Jericho, drew his sword to go over to see who it was. Said, "Are you for us or for our adversary?" The Lord said, "No, I ain't for you, and I'm not against you. But as captain of the host am I come." Notice I'm here. It was at that time that God changed all the instruction. He said, "We're not going to do it the way you've been doing it. You fought in chapter 17 of Exodus. You fought Amalek. You defeated him. You fought many battles, but this battle is different." Tell somebody, this battle is different.
It's back.
My cup done already began to run over. Now it's in my saucer, and now it's splashing all over the place because God is doing a work.
The 2026 Resurrection Life Family Worship Center's Women's Conference is on its way. Friday, May 1st and Saturday, May 2nd. Put it on your calendar.
It's the same power that raised Jesus from the dead, and it is on the inside of me.
If you were blessed at last year's conference, you know the move of God we experienced. And if you missed last year's women's conference, you can't afford to miss it this time.
I'm talking about glory, y'all. Glory.
Come see what God has in store for you this year. Save the date. Friday, May 1st and Saturday, May 2nd. The 2026 Resurrection Life Family Worship Center's Women's Conference is on its way. This is sure to be a move of God you don't want to miss.
I need somebody that will believe that.
Have you ever felt like God was calling you higher? Higher than routine, higher than religion, higher than just going through the motions. In the Rise of the Remnant, Apostle Trevor Banks Sr. helps you discover how to leave behind the weight of hypocrisy, distraction, and doubt, and rise into the fullness of God's grace, using the very skies above us, from the troposphere to the stratosphere. Apostle Trevor Banks shows us what it means to grow in faith, to push past obstacles, and to live as the authentic you. This is a call to transformation, a call to go deeper, a call to rise. Don't settle for surface living. Be part of the remnant God is raising up. The Rise of the Remnant by Apostle Trevor Banks. Available now wherever books are sold.
Thank you for listening to On to Perfection. If you would like to order today's message, or if you want more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036. For updates on ministries and other events, visit our website at www.reslifefl.com. That's www.reslifefl.com. And remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.